This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. There have been many horrible stories come out of World War II. Some of them have been made into movies, but some that you might never have heard of, never will. It was a period of incredible suffering and carnage. And like me, you may have relatives who went to war. But a fascinating story came my way lately. It's not a nice story. It's in the frenzy of battle and the death of colleagues. It wasn't always possible to return their bodies to their homeland for burial. One tragic side of war away from home and loved ones, and many of them lay literally where they fell and died, and anonymous graves. In one battle in France where a group of US soldiers were fighting, a group of them approached a Catholic priest to ask if he could bury one of their fallen colleagues in the small countryside graveyard that was attached to the church. Seemed a reasonable request, and to their astonishment, the priest turned them down. No, he said, sorry, the dead man was not a Catholic, and secondly, there was no room in this overcrowded graveyard. Now, the men were deeply upset. With heavy hearts, they returned to their platoon, and they had no choice but to bury their friend just beyond the small wooden fence that marked the cemetery boundary, and they put up a simple cross to mark that burial spot. In a few months' time, the war came to an end. This was World War II, and the company prepared for their journey home, but they longed to return to that grave once more to say goodbye to their dead friend. And so a couple of them went back to the church. The cemetery looked the same, but as they looked, they couldn't see any sign of that simple wooden cross that they'd put up. They walked around the perimeter, and they were getting quite angry, and surely the priest hadn't removed this simple memorial to their dead friend. So they ran toward the church to challenge the priest, but as they got closer, the priest actually came out to them. I'm so glad you've come back. After you left, he said, I was troubled by my decision. I saw the dignified way you buried your friend, and I could sense the anguish that my decision caused you. I couldn't change the fact that the cemetery was full, so I decided to solve the problem in a different way. I moved the boundary fence a metre or two so that your friend's grave is now within the gravesite itself. I hope you can forgive me. Now, as I saw this story, it's a powerful story. It actually happened amidst the horror of war, because to me that story is about being inclusive. Church traditions in the past have not always been inclusive, particularly, I suppose, in the 40s and the 50s, and sometimes the church was very narrow, excluding other people, as it did for that soldier in France. And my own parents were married in the mid-1940s, and both were of different religious backgrounds. That was frowned upon by some clergy back then. You had to belong to a certain church. But thank goodness, narrow-minded attitudes have changed. We have become more inclusive. We accept each other in a more open and transparent way. In the scriptures in Romans 2:11, the New Testament says, God has no favourites. Now, it's a very simple statement, and again, powerful. God loves and accepts every person on this planet, regardless of their religious affiliation or lack of it. He loves the atheist as much as he does the committed churchgoer. And throughout the Bible, we see this theme over and over again, that God is no respecter of persons. In the Old Testament, he accepted the foreigner, and he gives them the same options for being joined to the nation Israel. And world history shows us that cultures treated women like they were livestock or property. But do you know that Jesus valued women? He treated them as co-heirs, co-equals in God's eyes. Men and women are both equal before God. So we should treat those who are poor or different religious affiliation or different nationality, those who are different to us, we've got to treat them the same way that God treats us. He is no respecter of persons. There's no partiality with God. You see, it's not our job to judge others. It's God's job. In God's eyes, we're all on an equal level. I'm no better than you. There's not a single person who is worthless or no good. The Bible says we are made in the image of God. Well, dear God, today I need to be reminded that today is your day, and it's not just another day to be wasted. I want something significant to happen, not to me, but to other people. So, Lord, may I do something to brighten someone's day today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.